7, George A. Palmer interviewing.
Mrs. Teresa P. Farley speaking.
Mrs. Farley, your husband was an employee of Mr. Vanderbilt before you came to the mansion. How long was he on the estate?
Oh, I should judge about 40 years, the time he died.
What was his work when he first came with Mr. Vanderbilt?
He was water boy.
How long did he stay as a water boy?
Oh, that I really don't know. I didn't know him at the time, you see.
What does his work next?
As he went around with the tree men that Mr. Vanderbilt had here taking care of the trees, and he learned how to fix them, and finally Mr. Vanderbilt hired him as the tree man, and he tended to all the trees on the Vanderbilt estate.
What was his work when you were married?
Tree man.
And when was that?
Oh, that must have been, we were married, I think it was either 1901, the latter, or the first part of the 1902.
How long did he stay as tree man?
He stayed there until about, let me see, 20, a little over, years on it, and then he fell down and fell out of a tree and broke all his ribs. Mr. Vanderbilt took him off after he'd been laid up for about 2 months and put him in the house as houseman.
What were his duties as houseman here in the big house?
Well, he took care of the furnace and done any kind of an odd job that was asked of him. First thing in the morning, he would have to come in and tend to the furnace and then go up and sweep all the porches off and set the furniture around with the help of the butler if it was needed. And if not, he did it. Or anything, bring up the coal, do the errands for the cooks, or the butlers to send them. And he had to do it all at foot, too, walk back and forth from the village.
Did he do any work inside the house, in the care of the house?
I don't think he did any kind of work at all, except tend to the furnace and do the errands.
What was Mr. Farley's salary about the time you were married and the few years following?
When I first got married to him, he was making just $1.50 a day. That's all they were paying all the men. He didn't get any more than the rest of them. Then afterwards, it was raised to $40 a month. And then a few years after, $75, and it never went up any higher till just about a few years before he died, then he got $90, and that's the highest wages that he ever made.
Was that enough at that time to bring up a family on the size of your family, Mrs. Farley?
No, it wasn't.
How'd you make out?
Well, we had to stint all sorts of ways we had to do. And it wasn't because I was able to do my own sewing and everything like that, we would have been able to live. Only through the kindness of Mrs. Vanderbilt, by coming down and giving the children tips, and she would give Mr. Farley tips. No matter what little thing he'd done for her, she would give him $50 at Christmas, and Mr. Vanderbilt would give him $50 at Christmas. And in that way, by being economical, I pinched and managed to make a living.
When did you first know Mrs. Vanderbilt?
Well, the first I really met her or had anything to do with her is when Farley fell off the tree. Then she started coming down to our house, and she came often, very often, to see the children. She liked the children, and she came in pretty near every day. She'd stop. She'd go to Poughkeepsie and come back, and she'd ask the children what they wanted. She'd give them a radio. The first radio, I think, was in town. Then she'd give them one of these Victrolas that you carry around like a suitcase. And every day, the chauffeur, Douglas Crapser or Mr. Donnelly, would stop to the house with records for them. In fact, footballs, all kinds of toys. She was wonderful to them.
When did you first come to work at the mansion, Mrs. Farley?
I came after Mrs. Vanderbilt died, the year after she died, in 1927.
Mrs. Farley, may I play this reel back to other persons so that they may know the type of information that we're seeking to collect?
You may.